episode 206, Blast the Fat.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Ladies! How are you? It's so good to see you. Are you ready for a magnificent day? Are you ready to go out and just like conquer the world and get everything done and have a marvelous week and a weekend and just be so energized and enthused that you can't slow down? Well, I am so glad you're here because today we are going to chat about something so much fun. Yes, blast the fat. Now, whether you have fat or not, whether you think you have cellulite, wherever you are on that whole spectrum of weight, we can always work on something more. We're going to have an awesome time at this, and it's going to be fun, so stick with me. If you're like, well, I feel really good about where I am, that's fine, but still listen in because I'm telling you, you'll learn at least. You will take a nugget away. I'm glad you are here. I'm glad you found us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. We here at Create Your Now, we are working together as women, and we have a few men, too, that like to sneak in also. We work and come together to create our best selfie. That's our goal, because when we are our best selfie, we can love and serve others even more. You were created for a purpose on purpose, and I am thrilled that you're here. Okay, we have so much to talk about, and we are just jumping right on in. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think about this episode too, okay? So leave me a voicemail, all right? Here we go. Let's jump in. I get questions so many times. Gosh, you know, Christiane, how can I really blast the fat? How can I lose the weight? I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere anymore. I've plateaued. The weight isn't coming off like I think it should be. You know, I'm getting older and I feel like I'm just getting slower. I don't know if it's my metabolism, if it's my hormones. I'm stuck in a rut. Ah, can you help me? Does that ever sound like you at some points where you feel like I just have no idea where to begin and then you don't do anything at all? You just kind of pull the reins back and you're like, okay, I'm just done. And you say, I'm just going to take a week off. I just need a break. And that week becomes a month. Then the next thing you know, it's Christmas time. And you're like, oh man, now it's New Year's and we got to have the New Year's resolution. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, I'm not liking that reflection much. Do you find yourself in that? Do you find yourself trapped in that world and on that roller coaster and you can't get off? Well, guess what? Today you're going to get off. You are going to learn how to blast the fat. Whether you want to take your routine and what you're doing and take it to the next level because you're in shape, but you really want to lean out a little bit more, then you can do that. If you're just beginning and you're like, I don't even know where to begin, you can take these few simple steps and strategies and begin to start, okay? It is very, very simple. Now, you need to understand that in order to blast the fat, it comes with discipline and intensity, okay? Number one, discipline. You have to do things regular. To sit here and say, oh, I'm going to start this. You know, those infomercials that you see and you just can't sleep at night, or you're up because the kid, you know, your child is sick and so you're taking care of them and you just happen to turn on the TV and you're like, oh man, oh, I can lose 15 pounds in like less than 30 days. Oh, I so could do that. That would be awesome. I'd be down like a size, almost two dress sizes. Yeah, I'll take it. Then you get it home and what happens? It sits in a drawer. Maybe you unwrap the package, but it never gets even put into the DVD player. Or better yet, you buy a piece of equipment, and instead of using it and actually getting on it, you hang your clothes on it, and it becomes the best rack hanger for clothing that you've ever had. It's right there, but you're not using it for what you have it for. So in all of this, remind yourself that it's discipline. You got to include your mind in everything that you do. That's why here at Create Your Now, we talk about all three, mind, body, spirit, the Trinity lifestyle. It takes all three. You can't just do one. And this whole strategy really, you know, hones in on that specifically. Now, when I say discipline, I mean that you're going to turn that discipline into consistency. If you're not even moving right now and you are overweight, then guess what? You need to start by just moving more, but intentional movement. Okay? And you want to be consistent with it. So if that means that you don't do anything except for what you do at work, then maybe you need to take a walk outside. And an easy way to do that is not figure out the calculations, you know, in your head as to, oh, is this a mile? How long is this? Just go out and walk 10 minutes away from the house and walk 10 minutes back to the house. Okay? Start with that. Then you can grow more and more. And those 10 minutes away and 10 minutes back, that's 20 minutes of intentional movement. That's on top of everything else that you're doing in a day. You see, what happens is most of us are just floating through life. We're just kind of doing the do. We're habitual in our nature. And so we really don't even think about what we're doing. And we think we move a lot, but in all honesty, we are not. Think about your job. If you work outside of the home, even if you work inside the home, I'm a stay-at-home, work-in-the-home mommy, okay, and wife. That's what I do. That's where I work at. But when I work there, some things that I have to do are I'm sitting down. So if I'm sitting down, I either have to change my seat or I have to move more intentionally. So think about what you're doing through the day, because that's what happens. We think we're doing it all, but we really haven't put the focus in as to what we actually are doing. So it comes with discipline. Okay, we're going to talk about intensity here in a minute. And being intentional, being consistent. Now you say, Christiane, I want to blast that fat. I so want it gone. I want to lean out my body a little bit. Maybe you're already training and you just want to take it up to the next level. It's not about being just kind of thin looking, but you want to add that muscle. You see, as we get older, our muscle leaves our body, women. And I'm telling you, we have got to protect that muscle. When I look at my grandmother now, who is on absolutely no medication whatsoever, but she, unfortunately, she does not have all of her mind because of Alzheimer's, but she's still not on any medication. Her blood pressure is awesome. It's craziness, but she doesn't have enough muscle strength. And so she's not active anymore. We have to carry her. My sister has to carry her. My mom has to carry her from room to room and move her, put her in a chair. She's no longer mobile. And I look at that in her 90s. She's like 92 now, I believe. And when she's like, I want to be healthy on no medication, but I want to have my physical health, my muscle behind me, okay? So that's really important. So maybe you're to the point where, yeah, you've lost weight, but now you're there. I'm like, I need to build some muscle. So how do you do all of this? How can you blast the fat no matter where you are? This is what you do. Here's your kiss. Increase your intensity. Increase your intensity. And you're like, what? I know, it's hard. I told you to be very intentional. You need to lift heavier. You need to sweat more, okay? If you have been walking now for a year and you're still walking about the same speed, okay, and you know how fast you're going, you can tell, okay, well, it takes me an hour to do this walk and I get about this far and all of that. You don't even have to monitor as to how far you're walking, you know, within a mile or how many minutes to a mile that you walk. You don't even need that, but you have a general, if you are not sweating enough, then increase your intensity a little bit. Speed up the tempo of your walking, okay? Take shorter strides, okay? And walk a little bit faster. Tuck that bum under. Squeeze those glutes together and walk with a purpose. Be intentional. So lift heavier, sweat more. Think about your movements. It is so important to have all of that. So your kiss to increase your intensity. This is a very simplistic way to do it. Okay, here you go. Number one. Are you ready? Here are the strategies. There's five of them. Five strategies. Of course, I throw in a few extras every once in a while. Okay, number one, include a variety in your training. Okay, change it up. Switch it up. You need to include cardio, strength training. You need to have flexibility and balancing. Okay. So you need to be flexible. You need to balance. So for balance part, you can do it simply, for those of you who are just beginning, hold on to a counter and, you know, top just to make sure to balance yourself and lift up one leg. Okay. Then take your arm off the counter and see if you can balance. If that's good, try the other leg. Then what you do is you close your eyes, balance, holding on, and then you move to that, okay? But then you try to do it closing your eyes, no counter, anything, and see how your balance is. When you close your eyes, it changes everything. Now, you can't move up and do that real quick, okay? That's just a very simple way to figure out where my balance is. For those of you who are training a lot, get a BOSU ball. Okay, BOSU ball is great for standing. So you can up your balance by standing, not doing the same thing, but you're on a BOSU ball. Okay, fabulous, fabulous. Flexibility. Okay, I consider it flexibility versus stretching, but you need to stretch. You can do dynamic stretching, which is actual more increased body movement. It's more plyo, okay? You want to have movement. So if your muscles are not warmed up, you want to do dynamic stretching. If your muscles are warmed up, then you can just do regular stretching. You do not want to, remember, when you're stretching, you're trying to increase flexibility within your muscle, okay? You're pulling it. You're stretching it out. You're trying to lengthen it. You're not really stretching the muscle itself per se, okay, because the muscle is only going to be, but you're trying to lengthen it so it has more room to build and to grow. That helps you in creating a leaner body there. Of course, strength training. Strength training is fabulous. You can do strength training, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more here in detail in a minute. But strength training is great, whether you're using your body weight or whether you're using other things around the house or even dumbbells. Cardio, okay, aerobic. Get that heart pumping. It's important. Cardio, it can be walking. That is fine, but make sure the intensity and being on purpose is there. All right. Number two, focus on regular strength training. Now, we just mentioned that as part of the variety within your training. Now, specifically strength training. Why? Women, muscle is important. For men, yes, it is, but for women especially. Okay. Osteoporosis sets in. We begin to lose muscle mass when we begin to hit in our 30s, okay? Some of us are even older than that already, and we're like, oh my gosh, okay? I began to feel some muscle loss, and I totally changed up my routine because I knew I was doing too much cardio. I was running too much, and so I had to do a switch. Okay, very important to figure out what's right for your body. Now, if you're like, I have no idea where to start, well, that's when you need to contact me. That's why I'm here. That's what I do, what I do. You may need a coach, and I am here for you. So please reach out to me, okay? I want to support you in that. Now, when you're doing regular strength training, you can use body weight. Body weight is a great place to start for beginners, okay? You don't need actual weights. Then if you're like, well, gosh, I don't want to spend a lot of money, you don't. You can use gallons around. You can use containers. You can use cans. There's so many different things that you can use around your house, okay? You can also use bands. Bands are a great way. Now, some of you like strength training, resistance training. People use those interchangeably, okay? But the main thing is that you're looking as you're wanting to use and start building that muscle. So eventually you want to start using weights. And if you're older, you may be starting at 2 and 3, 5 pounds. If you've been working out hard, you may be looking at 20, 30, 40, 60 pounds. Okay. Whew. Okay. Dumbbells with strength training. You may need to invest in that. If you're training harder and you've been training longer, then you need to up your dumbbells. You can buy them individually as pounds, or you can do, and it's definitely more an investment, but you can use the dial-up ones. Now, if you go to a gym, that's great, but sometimes it's easier and fits in our schedule better, and you're more consistent at it by doing it at home. So think about that before you start buying your memberships and figuring out, okay, do I really want to invest in this? Figure out what works with your schedule before you jump in and just start spending money frivolously, and then you're just not doing it again, and it becomes like those infomercials, and it's you're just storing stuff instead of actually using it. Also, when you're focused on your strength training, be sure that you work it to the intensity of muscle fatigue, okay? If you are actually using a weight, for those of you who are a little more athletic, you want to push it to the point where the last couple reps, you're almost like at dead. You can barely do it, okay? If you're a beginning, you want to feel a little breathless, okay? Breathless. It's hard for you to catch your breath. You may not be feeling the intensity much in your muscle, but your cardio's up, okay? Your pulse is racing a little bit more, so you become breathless. So those are two ways you can kind of figure out, gosh, I don't know, I'm not using muscle, so I don't really feel it. You can judge it by the actual intensity of your breath or being breathless. Number three, are you exhausted yet? Come on, we're gonna blast this fat. High intensity interval training, okay? The most awesome thing in this one, okay, which they're called, it's called HIIT, H-I-I-T, high intensity interval training, sprints. Sprints is awesome. Now, you can do it on a bike, you can do it on a treadmill, you can do it outside, you can do it just running. And what you do is you can sprint. So you sprint for so many seconds. So let's say you want to sprint for 20 or 30 seconds, and then you breathe for a little bit. That breather that you may take may be a 10 second, 20 second. Okay. If you're newer to this and you've never done it, then it's very, very important that you go a little bit slower, rest a little bit more in between. But as you get stronger, you want your rest time in between to become shorter. So you may do 30 seconds on as a sprint, 10 second rest, 30 seconds on, 10 seconds rest, 30 seconds on, 10 second rest. Okay. You do that. Whoo, you are going to up your growth hormone, okay, which is absolutely so important. Your HGH, okay, your human growth hormone then begins to peak. That's what's so important about HIIT, okay, high intensity interval training. You want to do that. So start with sprints. There's lots of different ways to do it, but we're not going to complicate that. I mean, literally we could spend hours talking about just HIIT training and different ways we could do it. So we're thinking sprints, and sprints meaning running as hard as you can, as fast as you can during that period of time. So you think, oh, 30 seconds is nothing. No, running like if somebody's gonna, you know, is after you, behind you, that's the kind of running you want to do. You're running for your life. It's fast, it's hard. If you're like, well, I can't sprint, then walk fast. If you're a walker, then you up your tempo, okay? Up your speed. And you go hard at it. And you may be starting for just 15 seconds. And then you may actually need a minute to catch up if you're a brand new beginner. And that's okay. You have to figure out your body and what works for you. Number four, be present and intentional. I cannot stress this enough. Use your mind. You are changing your mind when you work out. Don't be the mindless trainer. Don't go out and be the mindless strength, you know, where you're at the gym or you're at home and you're just kind of, okay, I'm doing the reps. Okay, done. No, you should be feeling that. You need to focus on the muscle that you are working on. If you're doing a bicep curl, whether it's with body weight or not, you should feel the intensity of that bicep curl within the muscle. If not, you're not registering that. You're literally training mindlessly, and that is not helping you or your body, okay? So be present, be intentional, so, so, so important. And finally, to blast the fat, eat real foods is number five. Eat real foods. Now, some people throw around the term clean eating and all these different things. No, I break it down very simply. Okay, you want to eat real foods. And how do you determine if it's a real food is this. Ask yourself this question. If God made it, I can eat it. That means that it's in its most natural state. Okay, eat real foods. That's it. The more real foods that you eat, obviously portion control, there's so much more that goes into it. And each of you are different. But to give the overall aspect to actually blast the fat and take your life and where your body is and your mind and your spirit to the next level, you need to increase the intensity. You really do. You need all of this. You need to include a variety in your training. Number two, focus on regular strength training. Number three, high intensity interval training. HIIT. Remember that sprints. Number four, be present and intentional. Use that mind. And number five, eat real foods. I know this is a lot of information, but if you're really wanting to up the game and have a game changer as to where you're going with this, and you really honestly and truly want to blast that fat, then get disciplined and increase your intensity. Be intentional, gain that consistency. Okay. And you can do it. I believe in you. If you're like, okay, I don't know even how to even begin or like what foods or anything, go to createyournow.com. There is your best selfie meal plan right there. You can get it and download it immediately. It comes right to you. Okay. It's a great place to start. Even if you have been doing this and you're like, gosh, I just don't know. Maybe I'm not eating the right foods. Another place, go there and see and compare what you have been doing. Journal, keep track, because if things are not moving, something's off. And no, reach out to me. I am here to help you. We've got some exciting things around the corner. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.